I can watch the kid after school. I can do $11 an hour.
Let's go!
Here's a dime. Call your mom.
Costs more than a dime.
All right, here. Costs more than that. Call collect.
You like him?
He's interesting. In a gotcha sort of way.
Hey, look, it's Oliver.
You need to defend yourself or you get mowed down.
Get out of
here. I'm small, if you haven't noticed.
And so is Hitler.
That's a horrible comparison.
It is indeed. 7 away from 9 here on RN Summer Breakfast. A film, well, I think that a lot of us might see in the next few days. St. Vincent, a scene there. Let's talk about that movie. We're joined by Megan Spencer, film critic and presenter of ABC Saturday Breakfast in Central Victoria. Megan, welcome.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
Oh, well, I'm just fine. St. Vincent, is this going to be the feel-good hit of the summer?
You would hope so. Okay, so let's get the particulars out of the way, Jonathan.
Okie dokie.
On paper, St. Vincent sounds like the absolute perfect film. In my book, it does. I can't ever go past Bill Murray. In fact, in a parallel universe, he and I are shacked up somewhere on an island, drinking Mai Tais and
he's
listening.
He's a bit old for you, Megan.
You don't know that. if he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, we're together somewhere, linked. I'm a massive fan of Bill Murray, and of course, so many people are. Yeah, on paper it sounds terrific. He stars in this, and I guess it's a well-worn cinema trope. The idea behind this particular movie story, I call it a grumpy old mentor movie. Or genre,
nice.
Where an old ne'er-do-well cantankerous person, in this
preferably
instance...
Preferably not Jack Nicholson.
Well, interesting you should say that, because he was at one stage mooted to play this role of Vincent McKenna, who is basically a guy approaching the end of his life, living a fairly sordid life in a quiet Brooklyn suburb.
As you do.
Vincent McKenna is the character name. And lo and behold, the morning after, he just happens to run over his white picket fence, blind drunk, driving home from the bar and ending up knocking himself out and sleeping on the kitchen floor.
That's my kind of guy.
The morning after, removal vans are coming in. And he finds out he's got a couple of new neighbours and he's suitably nasty and rude to them. One of the neighbours is a mum, a single mum called Maggie. She's going through a tough divorce work and about to take a job, which will see her working long hours. Her young son, around 10, Oliver, he's a little sort of shy, scrawny kid who goes off to school and gets bullied, of course, and somehow winds up back at Vincent's place the first day of school, and he somehow becomes his babysitter and teaches him all the wrong things in life, including how to take on the bullies and defend himself. So, look, we've seen that a million times before, haven't we, Jonathan? Think this time of year, especially Bad Santa, right? Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep,
that's
good.
A very well-worn, grumpy old mentor movie.
Do you think it actually ever happens in real life?
Possibly not like it does in the movies.
Yeah, possibly.
But I think over a longer periods of time, if you think of a grumpy old granddad or something. Do you remember the film Little Miss Marker? Because I think Bill Murray for me is like the next generation's worth of Walter Matthau. And I'm actually old enough to have seen that when I was a kid.
Okay, nice.
1980 that came out, and that was another one of these grumpy old mentor movies. It was around gambling, dragging a little girl to the gambling track.
There's only Walter Matthau could do.
Yes, and in this instance, the mum in this film is played by one of America's rising comedy stars, Melissa McCarthy, and Naomi Watts pops up in this as Ducker, the lady of the night, who possibly is an illegal immigrant living from Poland, who accompanies Vincent quite often, and also the fabulous Chris O'Dowd, who plays a priest at the school where this young boy goes to.
See, so that's the setup. This has just got it all over The Hobbit. I'm sorry.
Well, like I said, on paper, that's how it pans out.
Well, however.
However, I have to say, and I'm so sorry to have to confess this, I was sorely disappointed by this movie. I think it possibly comes down to a number of factors. One, that the director, it was his first time big screen debut. He'd made a bunch of shorts. He'd made something that had gone straight to TV. He's been around for a long time. He's written great scripts, but it just didn't get there, unfortunately. It was a bit like when Bill Murray ran over that white picket fence, and when he drove away and you saw what was left, it didn't repair itself from that moment. And I'm very sorry to have to say that. It had great actors, great performances now and then, some great scenes. It just didn't get there as an entire film. It was very inconsistent and in the end, quite cliched.
But still, as a family holiday,
go and see it. It won't hurt anybody. You might get bored. Yes, no harm will be done. Very good.
Actually, harm is not an appropriate segue here.
No, don't go there. Prince of Darkness, you can say that if you like.
All right, let's talk about my favourite Prince of Darkness, Nick Cave.
Yeah, now this film, 20,000 Days on Earth, it is ostensibly a documentary about Nick Cave and the making of his last album, Push the Sky Away.
Which is a wonderful album.
It's not one of my favourites, but it is a very good album. But
more of a Henry's Dream girl, are you?
No, actually, Dig Lazarus Dig.
Oh, okay.
I have to say. But anyway, this film has made my top 10 for 2014. Superbly crafted, made by a couple of visual artists, Ian Forsyth and Jane Pollard. And it's really a beautiful glimpse inside Nick Cave's mind. Now, if you think that's some sort of paradox, he also co-wrote the script for this movie. So it's sort of half fiction, half fantasy. It walks that very fine line and it's superbly made, and you get a great glimpse into poetry and memory around a cultural icon.
How nice. It was a festival movie, I think, this year.
Which I missed and am now reminded of and am now very, very, very keen to see. It's out there and it's extremely poetic and compelling.
Loving it already. Megan, thank you.
You're welcome. I'll speak to you next week.
Movies There with Megan Spencer, film critic, presenter of ABC Saturday Breakfast in Central Victoria.